Hello teacher, my name is Isaac Greenholm. My student code 111. Today is Tuesday, 23 August 2011. And today I would like to talk about Jim. Jim, the hearing child of deaf parents, had little contact with hearing adults up to the age of 3 years and 9 months. His only contact with oral language was through television, which he watches frequently. The family was unsure in that the parents didn't use sign language with Jim. Although, in other respects, he was well cared for, Jim didn't begin his linguistic development in a normal environment in which a parent communicated with him in either oral or sign language. Language tests administered when Jim was 3 years and 9 months indicate that he was very much below age level in all aspects of language. Although he attempted to explain ideas appropriate to his age, he uses unusual and grammatical with order. When Jim began conversational sessions with an adult, his expressive ability began to improve. By the age of 4 years and 2 months, the unusual speech patterns had disappeared, replaced by stature typical for Jim's age. It is interesting to note that Jim's younger brother, Green, didn't display the same type of lag and perform normally on language tests when he was the age and which Jim was first tested. It should be noted that his linguistic environment was different in that he had his older brother as a conversational partner. Jim showed dramatic acquisition of the structure of English once he began to interact with an adult on a one-to-one basis. The fact that he had failed to acquire language normally prior to that suggests that the problem lay in the environment, not the child. That is, it seems that exposure to impersonal sources of language alone is insufficient for the child to learn the structure of a particular language. One-to-one interaction gives the child access to language which is adjusted to his or her level of comprehension. When a child doesn't understand, the adult may repeat or paraphrase. The response of the adult may also allow children to find out when they are uttered and understood. Television for obvious lessons doesn't provide such interaction. Even in children's programs, where simple language is used and topics are relevant to younger viewers, this is not immediate adjustment made for the needs of an individual child. The end.